And I think one of the things that you would notice if you came to Hazelmere, that it really does stand out for its number of independent shops and businesses, like the sweet shop we went in first thing this morning, like Sue in the Hazelmere bookshop just now. And joining me here at our BBC bus is Clive Rollinson, who's the vice president of the Hazelmere Chamber. Tell us what sort of business you and your wife run, Clive.
We have a ladies' wear boutique.
Which is called what and where is it?
Woody and Morris in Petworth Road.
Okay, and how long have you had that business, you two?
Just over 7 years.
Is Hazelmere well served for women's fashion shops?
Absolutely, yes. And I think there are 12 independents in Hazelmere just servicing ladies' wear.
Okay, and do you think there's more of those than there are coffee shops, or is it about even?
No, there's definitely more ladies' wear.
Okay, well, that's a sweet relief there. Okay, and so if you've had that 7 years and it's 2016, oh, you picked a fine time to start that then?
Yes, with hindsight, but no, we've worked hard to build it, to make it unique, pretty much like most of Hazelmere. We are different from the high streets. We offer things that online can't offer, and you know, that's why we've built up a very loyal customer base.
That's it. It's the repeat business that's going to be the winner for you, isn't it? It's no good having one-off sales in a place like yours, is it?
Well, Hazelmere does get visitors. It's a very pretty place. It's on the way to the coast. So, yeah, we do get people coming on one-offs. We try and then link them back in through our social media communication. We then can service their business online or through mail order. And, you know, people do come back.
Is retail something you were in before the pair of you took on this shop, or was this a new venture?
My wife's background is actually marketing and public relations. My background was service retailing and food service.
So why the change of direction for the pair of you?
We came back from working overseas, we wanted to do something in our own right rather than being in the world of corporate.
Is it working okay for you after 7 years? Well, you're still there after 7 years. That's a good sign.
Yes, we're very pleased. We've had a very good spring-summer season. We're looking forward. We've adjusted, and I think that's the most important thing with small independents. You've got to be light on your feet. You've got to know what your customers want. You've got to keep a sharp eye on your costs. And, hopefully, success will follow.
I want to link back, Clive, to a conversation we were having last week on our bus tour when we were in Uckfield, which has been through a redevelopment of the high street. They've got a lovely new strip of tarmac, and they've taken away some of the on-street parking there, which not everybody was happy about, but it looked clean there, that the pavements looked tidy, it looked spacious. To my eye, it looked like a real improvement in their high street. But obviously, there's a lot of disruption when that's gone on, and that's only just reopened. You had a similar issue here a few years ago. Tell us, and maybe give some hope to the shopkeepers in Uckfield, what happens after that redevelopment is finished?
It's very, very important that retailers of any size communicate regularly with their clientele. We've collected over 4,000 email addresses. We communicate not too often, but a couple of times a month with that group. And that's not just about what we're selling. It's about what's going on in the town, reassuring people that parking is open, that the delays, if there are temporary traffic lights, are not serious. So it's very important to keep a sense of proportion and perspective on what's going on. We had a major road closure due to replacement of a gas main. So we gave people a reason to come to Hazelmere. The retailers came together. We had special offers. We had events. We just made it clear that Hazelmere was open for business.
So those kind of communications, not always selling, but saying, okay, well, look, here's what's happening this week. But I tell you what, why don't you come down on Thursday when this will be, or whatever it is. Yeah. But having that kind of ongoing conversation relationship with your customers.
And that's something that, with my chamber hat on, the chamber does as well. We have a weekly newsletter, and again, it's not just it's information. It's to let people know what's going on in the town and give people reasons to come.
I was talking to the Deputy Mayor earlier. I wanted to get a second view on this. The opening of the Hindhead Tunnel, the Devil's Punch Bowl being let go back to nature. What impact, negative or positive, has had on the sort of business that goes on in Hazelmere?
Well, I think it can only be positive. The improvement of the amenity for walkers and visitors. It's very well known throughout the southeast of England, I think, the Devil's Punch Bowl. Also, that the route, the sort of from London to Portsmouth, the A3 corridor, movement up and down that has got to have been improved by the tunnel. The traffic lights at Haslemere in the bad old days were a serious traffic delay. People would avoid it, whereas now, you know, people can get from London or from Portsmouth to Haslemere in under an hour.
Great. Where is your wife, by the way, at the moment?
She's in the shop.
Oh, she's working. So she's doing the work. You're here just doing the old PR.
Exactly.
Good lad. Okay, thanks very much. Well, you found your level there, haven't you, Clive?
Absolutely.
Nice chatting to you. Thanks for coming by today. Cheers.
Thank you.
It's Clive Rollinson, the Vice Chair of the Haslemere Chamber here on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Let's take you back to the 80s now at 12 minutes to 11. Do you remember this song? This is Orange Juice Jones, and this is called The Rain.